Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. Is this the holiday season? Mine is, every time that I do not have to suffer. In the midst of the celebration, hustle bustle, festivities, and pompousness. Have you ever taken a step back and thought about people who may not even be as excited? And why does this happen? These individuals who remain numb to the festivities and the beauty around them may be experiencing something that is preventing them to be happy and to be able to rejoice like the others around them. One in every four women in the United States experience interpersonal violence. My focus today will not be on the American woman, but rather on the immigrant woman who is present somewhere in the statistic. As you possibly can imagine, the situation for immigrants in a foreign country becomes even more challenging. This may possibly be for a few reasons, like not knowing the language, not having relatives who live in close proximity, not having the financial means to go back and meet family, being financially and emotionally dependent on your male partner or spouse. The last aspect of being financially and emotionally dependent on the spouse has made me wonder, how did we all end up in such a male-dominated sexist society? However, on deep thought, I am never surprised as to why this society exists around us, more so for immigrant women like me. Our culture, that is very similar to most immigrant and even some American cultures, makes us believe in our inferiority and the superiority of all men around us. So, this gives us some background as to where I may be going. To give you some insight, let me narrate the holiday experience of several immigrant domestic violence victims. I never visit family or celebrate a festival. The only celebration for me is when my husband does not hit me or abuse me. I celebrate every minute I am away from him and when he allows me to breathe in peace. I cannot go and talk to anyone about it. Do you know why? I do not speak the same language as many of you here. I have to depend on my husband for everything. Unlike many of you, I do not have any family here. I want to go out and shop. I want to buy new clothes. I want to embrace the American tradition and dance and sing. But how can I? The holidays are not meant for me. My parents back home think I'm very happy, and they never even seem to contact me since my marriage. How can they even? Do I have a phone? My husband has one good quality. Let me tell you about it. He allows me to talk to my family once in every 6 months. That's good enough, right? I love the New Year lights. I stare out of my window because I cannot even go out of my house. He locks me inside and goes to work. So you all now understand what festivities and celebration means for someone like me. So my dear listeners, however shocking, unreal, or even crazy this may sound, while many of you are out there prancing and singing and dancing, there may be many women in your vicinity or neighborhood going through this turmoil. There are many dysfunctional families where the New Year lights only remain a dream. Domestic violence is now becoming a plague that is spreading very, very quickly. Please keep an eye out. Direct anyone who may identify themselves as a victim or a potential victim to domestic violence, helplines, and resources. Save them today and give yourself a better world tomorrow. Thank you.